This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. That new analysis from federal scientists shows 2022 tied for the fifth hottest year on record. Global temperatures were 1.6 degrees Fahrenheit above average last year. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson.
If our leaders, not only here, but across the world, do not act on this scientific data, our ice sheets are going to continue to melt. Our oceans will become more acidic. Extreme weather will intensify.
Medical research at CU Boulder says the movements of a person's eyes can reveal how they make decisions. CPR's John Daly.
Participants walked on a treadmill, then chose between different difficulty settings shown on a computer screen. Even before they made their pick, they tended to move their eyes faster when they looked toward the options they preferred. Alea Ahmed is a professor in biomedical engineering and the study's senior author.
The study suggests that the way we move our eyes is a window into our mind. The way that we move our eyes reveals our underlying decision-making process.
She says the findings could one day help screen patients for illnesses like depression or Parkinson's disease. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The Boulder Philharmonic Orchestra is dedicating a concert to the memory of one of its musicians who recently died. CPR's Eden Lane has more.
Charles Chaz Weatherby played with the Boulder Philharmonic Thanksgiving weekend, but shortly after that, his health took a turn. Then came the sad news that Weatherby died from cancer on January 9th. To honor Weatherby, the Philharmonic is dedicating a concert to him. Music director of the Boulder Philharmonic Orchestra, Michael Butterman, says the concert will open with Rachmaninoff and an empty concertmaster's chair.
It's a small gesture, admittedly, but it is the sort of tribute that is sometimes more impactful than if we were to use our words to describe our feelings for this dear colleague that we have lost.
The concert is on January 22nd at CU's Mackey Auditorium. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
This is CPR News.